everyone, and welcome to the Speak English podcast. As promised, I'll first read a small passage to you, and then I'll define 10 new expressions I used at the end of the episode. So let's get started with this lesson. Her latest project had many loose ends. She was halfway there and had a lot to do before she finished up her book. Unfortunately, due to her horrible car accident on the I-35 highway, she passed out and was severely hurt. Regrettably, Maria went into a coma. After a whole month, she came to with shock. She couldn't believe what she and her family have gone through. Following the doctor's assessment and examination, they were able to let her out of the hospital with full guidance on how to deal with her situation and take care of herself. Her two little boys were delighted when they saw their mother came back home after she had fully recovered. However, when she entered her small office at home, she remembered her unfinished work that needed to be delivered by the end of next month. She would either shape up or ship out. She didn't lose faith in herself. Instead, she believed that she could make do and pick up where she left off. Maria didn't want to leave any stone unturned, but wanted to find the best way to write the book she had been dreaming of publishing her whole life. She realized it was a crunch time and was sure she would be able to complete it on time. Since I'm done reading the passage, let's define all the idioms and phrasal verbs I used previously. So let's get started with the idioms. Idiom number one, loose ends, is defined as unfinished business. Idiom number two, leave no stone unturned, means do everything you can do to achieve your goal. Idiom number three, crunch time, is defined as the period of time just before a project has to be completed and everyone has to work hard. Idiom number four, make do, means survive or get by with what you have at that moment. And finally, idiom number five, shape up or ship out, is defined as either start performing better or leave. Now finally, let's define all the phrasal verbs. Number one, come to is defined as become conscious. Number two, finish up means complete an action or process. Number three, let someone out is defined as release someone. Number four, pass out is defined as become unconscious. And finally, number five, pick up, is defined as to increase or improve. I hope that you have enjoyed my lesson, and thank you so much for listening to me. If you have any questions, you can always hit me up on Anchor website. Catch you later.